list to be sure to replenish items and recharge batteries, etc. 45. It says, let's review. I'd suggest we've been reviewing. So 46, slide 46, primary responsibilities. We are the eyes and ears for field operations. We conduct activities to increase successful completion of the incident action plan operation, or operations. And most importantly, we do monitoring, observing, and reporting all tactical operations of designated field assignment for the successful completion of the operational period objectives. Wow, there's a lot packed into that sentence.
Not even any comments.
Yeah, we're monitoring, we're observing, we're reporting. We're dealing with tactical versus strategic issues, or basically get it done, for designated field assignment. So we have limited scope of what we're supposed to be doing when we're on the radio. And most importantly, for the successful completion of the operational period, for the time period, say from 9 to 11, if it's a RACES drill, objectives, as stated in the incident action plan. I think that's really a good paragraph. A lot in it. Slide 47, primary responsibilities. Okay, review. Safety, and particularly mobile assignments versus other assignments. You can read all that. Slide 48, our next priority is monitor. Focus on radio operations. Focus on position assignments, mission objectives, and field responsibilities. And I think most important on this slide is provide CART communications. I've never seen that before. Comprehensive, accurate, reliable, and timely communications. Yeah. CART. What's the difference? Now, I had a question here on 48. What's comprehensive? Give me examples of comprehensive communication, accurate communication, or reliable communication, or timely. You know, why four different words? What's the different connotation of these words when we're on the air? First of all, comprehensive.
Language up because other people want the channel.
Okay. Comprehensive to me is detailed. But comprehensive is a lot of detail.
Yeah.
Okay. Think in terms of, I would suggest we think in terms of who, what, where, when, why, and how. And, you know, who's requesting this? Or who is the person we have to contact? Why? You know, where is the item to be delivered? What? You know, how many items, quantities? Yes, in the hospital group, that's one of the things that's emphasized is you not only say, I need tents, but you see, I need 10 tents, and I need them by 10 tents within 2 hours. That would be comprehensive. Accurate, okay, it's not, was it 100 tents or 10 tents?
Well, What size are your tents?
Yeah. Oh, actually, it would be, okay, is it a little tent, a little pump tent?
Pup tent. It's a two-man tent, yeah.
Okay. Or is it a tent to accommodate 10 people?
It's for a size 10, right?
Yeah, so size is... So that gets into accuracy, I believe. Okay. Are we communicating? Now, what if we are with a facilities guy, where we happen to be providing communication for facilities guy, he wants some difficult to explain item to get, say, the air conditioner working again. Or actually, a better example, to get the generator working. Okay? And it's a highly specialized thing that only he really understands. What might we do to get the message across quickly?
Exactly.
Handing the mic.
Yeah, exactly.
And allow.
That's the whole operator, you let him do.
Yeah, allow third party traffic.
Right. I've done that. Yeah.
I've heard you do that.
You have to talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the front of the face talk, and then you really have to control
operator. Yeah. Well, you know, in the hospital group, there sometimes is very complex descriptions for medications or for treatments, and only the professionals know how to express it right. And you know, meanwhile, and in that situation, we waste a lot of time trying to document it on a 213. That gets back to the idea of tactical. You know, let's get it done quickly. Reliable, we've talked about that now already. Timely is keep it short. Yeah. Think about when you listen to the police frequencies. What a perfect example of how they communicate. It's short, to the point, and although they do use codes. I think we've battered Picard enough, but it's a good thing to keep in mind for all of us. On slide 49, we talk about our third priority, confirm, obtain confirmed acknowledgement from your net control before changing or modifying any aspect of our assignment. And guess what? CART. Again, slide 50.
It broke.
Okay, the monitor is out.
There it goes back. It just timed out.
Oh, it timed out.
Yes. Okay.
It's saying that I got too long-winded.
Let's go again.
It's
maybe
out.
Your plug is loose.
That, or are you on battery?
No. I've got plenty of juice. Okay, the monitor's down. Okay, a slide. Okay. Pay attention to the monitors because it's intermittent. CART. Timely communication before it goes out again. Okay. Additional responsibilities: maintain a high level of preparedness and situational awareness, and maintain maximum levels of proficiency as field radio operator specialists. And as Wayne has tried to drill into our minds as we conclude the class, always remember how we perform is how we will be remembered. Just like how the police department performs is how we perceive them, or the fire department. And with that, thank you very much. This is slide 52 ends the course and the series of training we've gone through. Thank you.